Welcome to a live preaching message from the Manhattan branch of Lycos International Church in New York City, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, and comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation of Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to preach and teach the gospel wherever they might be. Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Why don't somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So today I'm going to be talking about our role or your role as a church member in the house of God. You know, sometimes we probably might feel like, oh, we can just walk into the house of the Lord and walk out as we choose. We don't have any responsibility. We don't have anything to do. But today I've just come to tell you that everybody has a role to play in the house of the Lord. And as a church member, we have a very, very specific and crucial, very, very significant and important role to play in the house of the Lord. Just like when we go to maybe an office, and imagine if you go to an office and in the front desk, the receptionist is not there. Imagine the chaos that happens, because when you come, you know, things don't flow as smooth as, you know, you would expect, or as smoothly as when the receptionist is in there, right? When the receptionist is in there in his or her position, you know, things flow in a certain way. Things flow in a certain way. So everybody has a role to play in whatever organization that, you know, we're involved in. And in this case, the church. So let's say in that same organization, if the manager is not there, if the CEO is not there, there are certain things that cannot be done, you know, because a certain part, you know, is missing in the whole institution. The same thing comes to the church of God, the house of God. You know, if we are not there as a members, you know, it changes things a little bit. So the first point that I'm going to speak about today is your first role as a church member. Your first role in the church is that of a faithful attendee.
Amen.
First role of a church member. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, faithful means constant, regular, reliable, dedicated, and committed. Wow. Faithful means constant. I'm going to say that again. Constant, regular, reliable, dedicated, and committed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that if we are to do any of these, if we want to be constant in church, if we want to be reliable, if we want to be faithful, I believe it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. We have to decide in our hearts and even in our minds that, you know, this is something that I want to do. I want to be a faithful church member. We have to decide. It's not automatic. It's nothing that just happens, right? I believe even in our marriages, for those who are married, it's the same thing, right? You decide in your heart and in your mind that I want to be faithful. No matter what happens, I want to be faithful here. So that's why being faithful in the church is one of the most important roles of a church member. So a church member has to decide in their mind that I want to be a faithful attendee. Now, we are going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, please. King James Version, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Now, just like the example that I gave with the receptionist, let's say you go to an organization and the receptionist is not there, things do not flow, you know, in a certain way. The same thing applies to church as well. If we are not there as members, things do not, you know, it doesn't flow in a certain way, because a certain pillar is missing in the church. That's why it's very, very important that we decide in our minds that I want to be a faithful church member in order for things to be able to flow in a certain way. Now, one of the biggest things that, you know, we are able to do when we decide to be faithful, faithful church members and faithful church attendees is we are able to build a mega church. We're able to build a mega church because there's no way that we can build a mega church if, you know, some people are not faithful, people don't come, you know, someone says, okay, I'll come this week, next week I'm not coming, I'll see you the other week, you know. It's almost impossible, you know, it's almost impossible to build a mega church because a mega church needs faithful church members. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It's very, very important. And there are so many benefits that come when we have a mega church. So many benefits. For instance, you know, we have marriages, a lot of weddings happening all the time. If you are looking for something, let's say you need like some legal advice or anything like that, it becomes much easier. It becomes much easier because we have everything in the church. We have everybody in the church. We have faithful church members. We have faithful members in the church. You see, so there are so many benefits that come being a faithful church member. If you're looking for a doctor, if you're looking for a nurse, you know, whatever you're looking for, if you're looking for a financial analyst, a financial advisor, whatever it is that you are looking for, when we have faithful church members, we are able, you know, to achieve all of this. Just recently, my brother was trying to get something for me, and he went to a certain office, and they said that the commissioner, the person who can sign what he's looking for, is not around. And trust me, it was a bit hectic because they told him that, you know what, go and come back in this so and so amount of days. And it was a problem. It was a problem because a certain pillar was not there, you see. So that's why it's very, very important that, you know, we decide in our hearts that we want to be faithful. We want to be constant. We want to be dedicated church members because we all play a role. There's a role that we all have to play in the church in order for the church to move and move up and, you know, succeed in a certain way. So I think it's very, very important that we all decide in our minds and in our hearts that I want to be a faithful, I want to be a dedicated, I want to be a reliable church member, somebody that we can rely on. Not that we ask you maybe to do something, we ask somebody to do something and, you know, we can't even rely, you know, on the person. So I think it's very, very important that we all, you know, decide in our hearts that we want to be faithful and reliable members in the church of God. Amen.
Amen.
So that was the first point. Your first role in the church is that of a faithful attendee. Now, the next point that I want to talk about is the second role. Your second role in the church of God, our second role in the church of God, is that of a stable Christian. A Christian who's unmovable, unshakable. My goodness. You know, it's very, very necessary. You know, when I read this point, what came to my mind was a plant. Imagine a plant where today it's planted, you know, in this part, and then tomorrow you take it and move it to a different part. You know, it cannot survive. There's no way it can survive, even if the place where you took it to looks nice, right? Mm-hmm. But because the roots are disturbed.
Transplanting.
You see, it has been uprooted. Though the place where it's been taken to might look nicer, greener, or whatever, but because it's being moved, you know, all around the place, there's no way that it can survive. Eventually, it's going to die. Because the roots have been affected.
Wow.
Roots have been affected. And that's the most important part. Even if you think about a building, right? The foundation is so important because if the foundation is not so stable, the foundation has to be deep. You know, I was doing an internship one time. I was working with one building company in the city a while ago. And, you know, I realized just how important it is for the foundation. The foundation has to go very deep. It has to be very stable. Mm-hmm. It has to be very, very, very stable. You see, now, if you want a building to go high, that foundation has to go very, 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 very deep in order for the building to stand, in order for the building to be stable. Because if the foundation is not stable, the building cannot stand. So that's the same thing even for us as church members. We have to decide that we are going to be stable. We are going to be stable church members because there's absolutely no way that we can even flourish in our own lives if we are not stable in the church of God. It is impossible.
It's true.
It's impossible. We have to be stable. We can't say, okay, today I'm going to test this church. Let me see how it is here. And then tomorrow, let me try this one now. Let me go to, you know, maybe a church in Brooklyn, a different church somewhere. And you are testing all over. You know, that can never benefit us. It's impossible because we are not planted. We are not planted. You see, our roots are unstable. Please, can we have Psalms chapter 92, verse 12 and verse 13? Psalms chapter 92, verse 12 and verse 13. It says, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. This is the part. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. It doesn't say those that be planted in their school. It doesn't say those that be planted in their job. It doesn't say those that be planted in the park. It doesn't say those that be planted in their own house. It doesn't say those that be planted in the club. You see, it says those that be planted in the house of God. So it's not just about being planted. Where you are planted also matters. Where you are planted.
Say it again.
It's very, very important because sometimes people think, oh, I'm a stable person. You know, I'm planted. I do well in my job. You know, I'm a good surgeon. I'm a good manager. You know, I'm very good at what I do. I'm planted. I'm always at work. But the question is, where are you planted? It says those that be planted in the house of the Lord.
Location
is very, very important. Location is very, very important. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. In the of our God.
Amen.
There's one thing that I like about our pastors. You know, when you look at Lighthouse pastors, you know, our pastors, you know, the way they are so faithful, you know, that faithfulness, you know, it translates into so many things in their lives.
Amen.
All of our pastors, if you look at their lives, their jobs, you know, how they are so, you know, successful, how they do well, it's just amazing to see. It's amazing to see. Because they are planted. They are planted in the house of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see, because they've chosen to be planted in the house of the Lord, they've chosen to seek the kingdom of God first. So that's why it is so important. It is so important that as a church member, we make up our minds that I want to be planted. I want to be stable in the house of the Lord. It's a decision that we have to make, and we have to pray that God helps us to keep it and sustain it.
Amen.
Want to be planted in the house of the Lord. Because if we are not planted, we cannot achieve anything. It's impossible. If the roots are not stable, the foundation is not stable, we cannot go high. We cannot go high. We cannot be deep. If the foundation is shaky, there's nothing much that we can do.
A hurricane will blow you away.
Hurricane will blow you away. Straight. Our foundation. We have to be planted. And the only way that we can you know have that solid foundation is if we are stable. We are stable in the house. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, the first point was your first role in the church. Our first role in the church is that of a faithful attendee. We have to be faithful attendees. Our second role in the house of God is that we have to be stable Christians, stable members. And then the third role, I believe this is one that sometimes we usually often struggle with, you know. It says, the third role is to pay your tithes.
Uh-huh.
This is one that I believe we really struggle with. You know, we really have to make sure that we try our best. We try our best because it is one of the most important roles as a church member. No matter how difficult, no matter how hard it could be, you know, I believe it's very, very important that we really, really try our best. We are going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10, please, King James. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10. King James Version, please. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10. Thank you. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Verse 10, please. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So this is so important. So no matter how hard it could be, no matter how difficult it could be, it's very, very important that we all try to set up our minds that it is something that is necessary, because we can see the blessing in it. We can see the blessing that comes from being a faithful tithe giver. It is so necessary. It's not something that has to be done, you know, once in a while, or every other month, or every other 5 months. It's so important that whatever income or whatever, even gifts too, we can even give tithes on gifts. You know, any gift that we receive, you can even give, you know, 10% of that. I believe it's a huge, huge blessing. So it's also important that we also take this one very, very seriously. So this, just a quick recap. So the first point is, your first church is to be a faithful attendee. Second one,
stable
church member, unmovable, unshakable. And then the third one is to pay your tithes.
Amen.
One, number three, amen.
Amen.
And then the last role, last but not least, is your fourth role. Our fourth role in the church is that to give offerings.
Wow.
Give an offering. Give an offering. We sing this song all the time. Give and it shall come back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together. But do we really take time to maybe understand the revelation in that song? Please can we get that verse? Luke chapter 6, verse 30. Luke chapter 6, verse 30. Because I believe now it's become like an anthem. It's so nice. Give and it shall come back. You know, but I think when we really, really take time to really think about, you know, what we are actually singing, I believe it's a very, very powerful revelation.
We are pressing down. Don't worry.
Amen. 638, sorry. 638. 38, please. Luke 638. Yes. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Amen.
You see, so some of these things, giving is, I believe it's something that's important in every aspect of our life. Because even in a relationship, I don't think anybody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't give, you know? Nothing, you know? You don't give anything. I don't think there's anybody who would like to be in such a relationship. But when you're in a relationship with somebody who gives, you know, oh, I believe it's nice. You enjoy it. It doesn't matter, especially if the person understands your taste and they give you something that you enjoy. It's so nice, you know, that you.
Yes, I need that type in the church.
Aha. You know, it is so nice. It is so nice to receive. So giving is a blessing. The same way that us as people, we enjoy gifts. We enjoy good gifts. That's the same way that even God enjoys good gifts too.
Mm-hmm.
The same way it says, the Bible says, even you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. See, how much more God now? Give and it shall come back to you. Good measure, it'll come back. Good measure, down, shaken together. You see, so I believe that it's very, very important that we take time to understand the revelation in this verse. Giving is so important. It's so important. If even us as human beings, the way we appreciate you, you know, and we really appreciate if somebody gives something to us, how much more God? How much more God? Maybe that thing that we are praying for, maybe the reason we are not receiving it is because we are not giving. Maybe that's the reason. Let's think about that one for a second. Maybe that's the reason. You see,
we will start giving now.
maybe that's the reason. You see, it says, give and it shall come back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Amen.
Reverse it. If you don't give, you don't receive.
Hey, it will be pressed down.
When you reverse it, you even see the revelation when you don't give. So imagine what will become of us when we don't give. Mercy. It's very, very important.
Mucho importante.
Wow. Well, thank you for that one. I, when you reverse it, I believe sometimes it's important that we also reverse, you know, certain verses so we can understand, you know, it even deeper.
Yep.
When we don't give.
Yeah. So I'm not be giving unto you.
Don't expect it.
Mercy. Uh-huh. Mercy.
You ain't getting no good measure.
Hey,
it's
messy.
Only a small measure.
Messy.
Not the ones that is pressed down.
Yeah, because sometimes I realize that, you know, God forgive us, but we don't give, but then we are expecting.
You are saying something.
You see, we don't give, but we are still expecting.
Uncle.
So that's why I think it's so important that when we read some of these scriptures, it's so important that we take our time with it and even read it in verse 2, so we can really understand what's going on here. That's just how powerful the word of God is. Giving is so powerful, because if we as humans can appreciate giving, somebody who gives, how much more God? How much more God? You see, I said it like a relationship where there is no giving, I don't think that relationship can flourish.
At all not.
That relationship cannot flourish. Because giving is also a sign of love.
Yes, one way.
Also a sign of love that, oh, I love you so, I'm giving you this. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because if and sometimes it's not even about how big or how small the gift is.
It's the thought
It's the thought, and also, you know, the ability to be able to give. It's also the ability to be able to give, that I'm giving to you because I love you. I'm thinking about you. That's another thing. I'm thinking about you. You see, because giving to God, it also shows that we are thinking about God. We are thinking about the things of God. We are thinking about the work of God.
Amen.
Because our giving, it also helps the work of God to move forward in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
It also helps the work of God to move forward in a certain way. So our giving shows that we are concerned about the work of God. We are thinking about the work of God. We are interested in the work of God. We want to see the work of God moving forward. That's why this is another important role for us, for all of us as church members. Giving offerings. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So just a quick recap. So the first, our first role as a church member is that of a faithful attendee. A faithful attendee. We have to be faithful attendees. We have to decide to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be constant. I'm going to be regular. I'm going to be reliable in the church. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to be committed in the church. Very, very important. The second role in the church, the second role of a church member, our second role is that we have to decide to be stable Christians. I want to be a stable Christian.
No, shopping is a wobbly
and shaken. I don't want to be shopping all around the place, testing different churches. What I know is sometimes we think that there's something that we will find somewhere, but the reality of it is, we are not planted, we cannot grow. We have to be planted. We have to be unmovable. We have to be unshakable. We have to be stable in the church.
Amen.
The third role is that we have to pay our tithes.
Amen.
No matter how hard, no matter how difficult it is, we have to do our very best to pay our tithes. And then last but not least, we have to give offerings. We have to give. That's our fourth role. As church members, we have to give offerings so that the work of the Lord can flourish, can move in a certain direction, can flourish in a certain way. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that is my message for you tonight. Nice, short. That is pretty much it. So, you know, we thank God, you know, for speaking. You know, I'm just a vessel and nothing more. But that is pretty much the message that I have for you tonight. Let's endeavor to be faithful stable church members. And, you know, the reward that comes from being a faithful and a stable church member is way more than the reward of not being a faithful and stable church member.
Amen.
Being a faithful church member is way, way more. So I thank you all for joining us tonight in this message. And I pray that we shall all endeavor to be faithful and stable Christians. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God, for your word, O God. I thank you, O God, for using me as a vessel, O God, tonight. Minister, O God, to minister to your people, O God. We thank you, O God, for speaking, O God, for speaking to us, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are helping us, O God, to be more and more stable and faithful, O God, reliant, O God, dedicated, regular church members, O God. We thank you, God, that you are helping us, O God, to be able, O God, to give, O God, our tithes, O God, our first and best, O God, no matter how difficult it may be, O God. We thank you that you are helping us. You are giving us, O God, the grace, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are also helping us, O God, to be able to give our offerings, O God, to give, O God, so that your work, O God, can your work can advance, oh God. We thank you that you are helping us, oh God, to do better, oh God, and be faithful, oh God, and stable church members. May we stay planted, oh God, in your house, oh God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, oh God. May we be found faithful, oh God. May we be found faithful, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe at this point we are going to take our second offering, Sister Blossom.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that since we close so early, you bless us with this message in such a short time. I was hoping we could have some question and answer.
Wow. Sure. Let's enjoy and be happy.
Yeah.
and the good thing is I hear our father's voice there. So it's even more of a, you know, a greater blessing. So he's there. He's right there with us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We want to enjoy. Reverend Nana, you are welcome. So, Ben, you're taking the offering first, or are you going to do the question and answer first?
I think we can do the question and answer, and then we'll take the second offering.
Okay, so I know Nana has a question, but I will ask my question first about like the first point that you gave, which is about our role is to be a stable of just be faithful, right?
Yes.
So I wanted, if you could, like, you know, whatever you feel in your spirit, doesn't have to be from the book, but what would you say are some of the dangers, the detriments, the liabilities of being you mentioned a little bit about the uprooting, you know, and the plant dying, but you also alluded to, like, when you're faithful in the church, it translates, that faithfulness translates into other parts of your life. So I wanted you to just kind of say, like, you know, whatever comes into your spirit, what are some of the dangers, the liabilities and the detriments of being unstable, or as somebody would say, dating churches. You know, you just it's like you're scrolling, you swipe left, you swipe right, you're doing Tinder church, like, you know. It's like, oh yeah, I want to check out this one. It's like, oh, I saw this on YouTube. Let me go check. Let me, you know. Oh, I want to check out the vibe. Like, what are some, when you're dealing with spiritual things, a little bit, they have much more deeper implications than meets the eye. So I just wanted to know, like, if you could share a few, whatever comes into your spirit about that.
Wow. Yes, thank you for that question. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to refer to a verse here. Nana, maybe you could help me find it. I'm going to paraphrase here. But the verse says that an unstable man, I believe, if you're an unstable mind, is unstable in all his ways. Please help me find that verse, Nana.
A double-minded man.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Thank you for that one. So if you are not faithful, especially in the church, it becomes very, very, you know, difficult to be faithful even in other things too. That's why I made the example about our pastors. You see our pastors, the level of faithfulness that they have to the church, it's so amazing to see. I believe we have some of the best pastors. But you see, because they are faithful in the church, they are faithful to God. God is also faithful to them in other areas of their lives, and it helps them to also be faithful in other areas of their lives. I think that's the most important one. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if we are thinking, okay, today I want to be in this church, tomorrow I want to be in that one, you know, you are unstable. You are always moving around, jumping from this church, going to the next church. You know, what happens is you become unstable in everything else, which can never be a good thing.
Right.
See, you can never really grow. You can never really grow in anything. But I think the biggest benefit is if we are faithful, God is also faithful to us.
Amen.
God is also faithful to us. You see, so I think that's the biggest one. I don't know if maybe Pastor Nana, Reverend Nana, please
add, you know, a little bit to that one, to that question.
Well, I'm driving, but I believe maybe. There's a scripture in the book of Luke 16, I believe, if somebody can read that, 16:12. And also, there are many characters in the Bible that for those who have been unfaithful, what has happened to them in both spiritually and in our marriage sector and in our friendship and in our relationship. You know, unfaithfulness really would, like, you won't use the word detriment. Will detriment your spiritual life and your physical life.
Mm.
At the end result is dying before anything else. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can read that scripture, perhaps maybe I'll get an idea. Jesus said something very powerful about being unfaithful.
Mm.
Luke 16, verse 12.
Yes, please.
It says, and if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
If ye have not been faithful, who shall give you that which is your own?
Mm.
So faithfulness is what will bring goodness unto your life. Faithfulness is what will bring what you need in your life. Faithfulness will bring healing. Many of us are looking for certain things in our life. We are looking to be recovered from sickness and diseases. We are looking to have spouses. We are looking to be whatever we want to be. But if you are not faithful, how? Jesus said, how? Who will give you your own?
Mm.
So your faithfulness will bring your own to you. As you are being faithful to the Lord, you will have anything that you need because God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful. So, and the Bible also said that it is required in a steward, in 1 Corinthians 2, it's required in a steward that a man be found faithful.
Mm.
So as a believer, your whole life to live well and to do well and to flourish is just being faithful.
Mm.
No, nothing else. Being faithful will reward you in so many ways.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is all I can say about being faithful. It's an essential for every believer to be faithful.
Mm.
Because it is required. It's a mandate for every Christian to be found faithful.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I have a little something to share. I mean, I don't know if it's between the... This is Felicia, just in case.
Yes.
Between the faithfulness and the stability... if you read, I think it's Matthew chapter 24 and I think it's verse 36. Yes. It says that for but for the day and the hour knoweth no man.
Mm.
No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Mm.
I believe the ultimate goal of every Christian is to get us a place in heaven, all right?
Yeah.
That's what we are looking for. And as we sit, the way the world is going right now, we are all looking for the rapture to come anytime.
Mm.
Are you getting where I'm going to?
Oh yes.
So if you are sitting down and today you are going shopping at another church, by the time God visits you in your church, as we go to church every day, we are looking forward to having a miracle. We are looking forward to having the power of God being manifested in the church every Sunday after Sunday. So imagine that day God decides to visit your church. Mm-hmm. And then you have gone shopping somewhere.
Yes.
Mercy. You miss that opportunity.
Mercy.
Are you with me?
Yes.
You really miss that opportunity. And I remember long time ago, this dream that my late husband had and he shared, and that has also kind of grounded me a bit. He said that he one of the mornings he got up and he said, I think I've told Blossom or someone or two people about this dream. He said he got up in the morning, that time we're not married. And he was a committed member. Every day you see him there. That morning, he said he had a little headache. He said, oh, today, dear, my head is aching, so I won't go. So he sat in his couch, and he was just dozing off. And then in a twinkle of an eye, he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw the church. It was church service time, like service time. And he was sitting in his house and they dream. And it was just dozing off. He had this dream. And in the dream, he said he saw it vividly. That time, we used to sit in a front seat. And he has a seat. And then I think Doris, you guys don't know, it's a lady. And then you were in the front seat. And he said the service was going on. And then he said he saw an angel, big angel, with packages and giving it to everybody. Oh. Everybody dropping the packages in everybody's hand in the church. Then when he got to where he sits, that seat was empty.
Merci.
You know how you go to church, you just attain some position, and every day they find this thing at the same spot. So when the angel got there, he's like, where is Abraham?
Mm. Wow. And
somebody answered that he didn't come today.
Where is
And so he said, and then the angel passed by and gave the lady that sister, and then he gave other people, and they were just sharing their package.
Yes.
He said immediately his eyes opened. He said, what? Just today that I didn't go to church. Every day I'm in church, every day too, just today, I didn't go to church. They have distributed the packages.
From heaven.
So it's very important that it's for our own good.
Man.
That we become faithful and stable. So that you don't know the day and the time that the Maker is coming.
Wow.
All of us are looking forward to his coming, but we just don't know exactly. If you don't come to church that day, you decide to go and do some other thing, you miss your whole heaven going.
That's the day.
Am I saying something? Is it
I love this.
Sinners. We have repented.
It is important that we become stable and become faithful, because the four things that we don't know: the day and the time and the hour that the man is coming.
The hour. Jesus is talking about hours. What?
Oh.
So it's important, and it's for our own good that we become stable, so that at any time, and not just stable in coming to church, in every meeting or everything, that's one of the things that keeps me going.
Wow.
You know, because I don't know when I'll lose my visitation. I have no idea. So it means that if life in my power to be there, I'll have to be there, because I just don't know the time of my visitation. I don't know the time that God is going to show up. I don't know when the rapture is going to come. Bible says that it's only the Son who knows. Angels don't know. Nobody knows. So it's just important that you tell yourself that I just have to become faithful, because the ultimate goal is to meet your Father, your Maker. You get what I'm saying? So that's the little that I have to share.
Wow. Awesome. Are you guys? Oh my goodness. Wow. I think we should do this more often.
Wow.
All participants, please. If you have a question, you want to post it in the chat. We are here. We have a few minutes. It's not even 9 o'clock yet, guys. And we've been so, so blessed and so well fed. Nana, would you like to ask your question? Are you feeling so good?
No. I mean, no question right now for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to support what Auntie Philippe was saying, I believe it's Job 1:7. Can somebody read that, please?
Wow.
Do exactly what, it, you know, as a believer, you become to and fro.
Mm.
You know, many believe that, oh, Lighthouse Church is a church of teaching, a church of, you know, but I can also have a church of prophetic or a church of evangelical, whatever they need. They think they can also have it somewhere, or they have a pastor of teaching and I can have a pastor of a prophet somewhere else.
Mm.
And so you go here today to do this, then you go the other side to do this. But I want to show us something about what scripture means to us when we decide to do this. We are not saying that you cannot go to any church, please, no. Or you cannot visit any church. But I want you to receive the revelation of things that happens, how things weaken Christians, and why is it so important to be stable. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Job 1:7 reference.
Job 1:7, please.
And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
Whence comest thou?
Hmm.
Where are you coming from? Devil, where are you coming from? Continue.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
That is how the devil is. When the devil wants you to be unstable,
mm-hmm.
it causes you for your eyes to be all over.
Let's see.
That's true.
You will go here today, then you will come tomorrow. And every time you move, it's a different doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Because the doctrines are not the same, you become confused.
Yeah.
Then you don't have the strength to overcome him. So the devil does not have problem making you go to church.
Hmm.
But he will make you go to different churches. Because you will go there and another pastor will say something, probably that may be a bit contrary to what it has been said in your church. Then you get confused.
Right
there, you become unstable.
Hmm.
And the same as when you have a plant, and you keep moving the plant from one place to the other. Eventually, the plant
dies.
Mm. It dies because it loses its roots.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move from one church to the other, and you don't find yourself in the word of God, knowing what you have to do, you become very light, very barren, very empty.
Mm.
And Satan will take advantage over us. So what Auntie Philly is saying is very important. Mm. You will be living the day that the heavens will come. And when they come, you will not be in the place where you're supposed to be.
Merci.
And when the angels are distributing the gifts, perhaps that day that you decide you want to go somewhere else, that's where you also make your blessings from where your mother church is.
Merci. Wow.
Merci.
So let's be stable. Let's be stable. If you build a house and you keep moving the foundation, then you will not have a house anymore.
Yes.
The foundation will be weak.
That's right.
But the foundation must be stable. It's a stationary. You become immovable, become steadfast. That is what it makes you a strong Christian. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Wow. I just want to add something to that as well. You know, God's ultimate goal is for us to make it to heaven.
Amen.
And the devil's ultimate goal is the opposite. Is to pull as many people as he can with him to hell. You see. So, and one of the ways that he does that is to make us unstable. Because when we are unstable, we cannot grow in the faith. Cannot grow, we cannot know God more, and that just helps him to achieve his purpose, his goal. You see, so I think I really love that point that, you know, when we are stable, you know, it helps us because we don't know when the gifts are going to be shared. How the visitation? My goodness,
our visitation.
Ooh. Don't know when it's coming. So it's very, very important that we are always faithful, we are always stable, we are consistent, We are dedicated all the time so that we don't miss the hour of visitation. Wow. Wow. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed. Come join us for any of our services. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Lycos Manhattan. That's Lycos, L-A-I-K-O-S, Manhattan. You can also email us at lci.newyork@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at www.lcimanhattan.com.